Howdy. Great game today. It was a little bit too exciting. You know, we would like for it to be over, you know, faster than that. But that's football. That's Monday Night Football. We played a great Chargers team today. They fought to the end and were able to pull it off at the end. So it's a good one.
Can you talk a little bit more about that fourth quarter? It seemed like you guys were really shutting them down the first three quarters, and then all of a sudden they kind of came up with some magic.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just part of football. You know, we had some turnovers on offense, gave them the short field, and on defense, we just got to, you know, we got to keep them out of there. They changed the tempo up a little bit. We were able to get some quick passes in there, get some touchdowns, and, you know, it's 21-24.
Up until that point, of course, the Broncos were playing a complete game, including the offense. What was your impression of Trevor, who's standing over there in the offense?
Trevor did an incredible job. So did DT and Emmanuel. You know, all the guys. The rookie, Garrett Bowles, played his heart out today. I'm proud of him. I knew that was going to happen, though. He does a great job in practice every single day. Offensive line was great today. CJ running the ball was incredible. Like you said, it was a complete game offensively. You know, we got to do a better job on defense. We had him down. We had him pinned down. But, you know, it's Phillip Rivers. He's a great player, you know, a smart, intelligent player. He was able to, you know, get some quick passes in there and get a couple of touchdowns, and now we got a game.
How did you feel the run defense did tonight?
I feel like we did good, you know, minus the very first play of the game. That was the very first play of the game, right? Minus that, whatever play that was early in the game where Melvin Gordon had bust for a little bit. But, I mean, we kept him on 100 yards. I think it was like 68 yards. We did a pretty good job in the run. We did a pretty good job in the pass. You know, totally, as a whole team, we had a great game today. You know, Isaiah, you know, our punt returner, he had an incredible job of returning kicks. He put us in great situations. You know, it was a complete game. You know, that's just how it is. You know, you want to win by, you know, 21 points, but sometimes it just doesn't happen like that. Teams are able to, you know, fight back. That's why it's the, you know, the NFL. Teams are great. They're able to, you know, fight and, you know, close the gap, and, you know, we're able to hold them off and get the win.
Well, what does this win say about the attitude, demeanor of this team? Where is this team right now? I think a lot of question marks about really the identity of this team this year. Can you kind of get a feel for where this team is right now in week one?
This team is what our leadership is. We got great leadership. You know, from the front office, you know, the coach VJ, you know, he did a great job, you know, with the culture of the locker room. You know, he's a great guy. He's a true leader. He gets guys to follow him, not by, you know, what he's saying, but the way he handles his business. You know, I'm excited about this team. I'm excited about our head coach. He did a great job with us, getting us ready for this game. Always positive, you know, getting us going. It's a remarkable job by the leadership on this team. And, yeah, we're feeling good. We got the win. You know, that's all you got to do is just string together wins. You know, no matter how you can get them, you just got to string together wins. We got a great Cowboys team coming up. Got to play great in that one, too. Just got to string away these wins, and we'll be all right.
Well, I have to ask you, as a quarterback standing
over
there, what do you think about Trevor running around
the field like Michael Vick tonight? Michael Vick, huh? Yeah. He was like Michael Vick, huh? That play in the goal line, like the little side step. that's my quarterback. That's my quarterback. I'm proud of my quarterback. You know, he did a great job. He's done a great job since OTA's leading this team. You know, he won the starting spot a long time ago. He does a great job offensively in the locker room all day. And whenever you get him in those situations, you know he's going to make the right decisions. He made great decisions all night long for us.
Vaughn, we heard Coach Joseph in the game ball tonight. Maybe you presented it to him. Can you assess maybe Joe Woods and Coach Joseph's first games?
Oh, they did an incredible job. You know, it wasn't anything. You know, you could kind of feel what was going to happen through OTAs and training camp. You know, Coach VJ's done a great job. You know, he didn't even have to get us to buy in. You know, you got a guy like that, you know, walking around, and his presence is felt every single day. He cares about the players, cares about winning. And, he just tells the truth. When you got a guy like that, it's easy to go to work every day. Joe Woods, you know, he's been a great coach for us for a long time. You know, coming to the game, he gave us all type of great calls today. You know, we were prepared defensively, we were prepared mentally. On both of those guys, I'm honored to have those guys as my coaches.
I know you really wanted to be a captain this year. How was it? You know, your first game as a team captain.
Oh, it was great. I mean, it didn't really feel any different. You know, from any game. You know, you look down, like, oh snap, you know, you got a C right there. But you know, it didn't feel any different. We got a team full of captains. We got a team full of leaders. You know, it's hard to motivate guys that aren't motivated. It's hard to motivate guys that are self-motivated as well. And we got a whole lot of self-motivated guys in there. We all know what we need to be doing. It's great leading this group of guys, going to work every day. I feel great. It's an honor and a privilege to be, you know, the captain of that defense.
How'd you feel about Shelby Harris, and kind of what have you seen throughout camp and preseason?
I mean, I've seen the same thing that everybody else is seeing. He continues to make plays. It doesn't matter if it's third down, second down, first down. We had Zach Kerr and Jerry Crick out. He stepped up, made plays for us. You know, came in with the tip pass, the block kick to win the game. That's just what you want. You know, those are stories that you want to hear about a guy like Shelby coming on the team and fighting his way on the team. You know, fighting his way into the starting role, fighting his way until, you know, a big time role player on his team. And, you know, hats off to Shelby. He's done a great job since the very first day he stepped in Dove Valley.
Vaughn, we saw a lot of different looks on the defensive side of the ball, the personnel doing a lot of different things. Can you speak on Joe Wood's game plan?
His game plan was, I wouldn't say it was simple. I mean, it was our style of defense. You know, we wanted to get after him. We wanted to play, you know, solid coverage, which we always do with the no-fly zone. Ty Davis and B. Marsh played lights out for us. Corey Nelson did a great job as well. And, when you got guys like that around, you could just, you know, go down the list and call whatever call you want. You know, you could be successful. But we did a great job defensively. Coach, you know, Woods put us in great situations to win the games. Had a great fourth down stop. You know, we didn't get too many of those last year. So that was an incredible feeling to go out there and see, you know, Ty Davis shoot the line and, you know, get a tackle for loss. So everybody played lights out. The coaches, you know, coach, you know, their butts off. And, you know, it was an incredible day. It was a little bit too exciting, but, you know, a win is a win.
Vaughn, you guys did a great job against two really good tight ends. How much of an emphasis was that leading up to this week?
I mean, whenever you're going against a guy like Antonio Gates and Phillip Rivers, you know, you got to be sharp. And I think, our safeties did an incredible job with those guys. You know, it was some plays you didn't, you know, we came into the game thinking, you know, they was going to feed, you know, Antonio the ball right off the bat like any team would. You know, but our safeties did an incredible job with coverage and schemes and just being sharp. You know, we got a great secondary. We got the best secondary in the National Football League. So when you hold them to, what was it, 180 yards passing? Under 200? When you hold a team under 200 yards passing, it's incredible, especially in a passing league like this league has become, you know, where you can't really touch them and do anything. You know, to hold a team, especially with a Hall of Fame quarterback like that, you know, we did an incredible job defensively.
Great. Thank you, Vaughn.
All right. Appreciate you guys.